In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel, Jesus uses the example of two tragedies, the slaughter of worshipers in Galilee by Pontius Pilate, and the fall of the Tower of Siloam in Jerusalem, to emphasize the uncertainty of our life here on earth. Most of us can relate to this uncertainty and to the role that random events play in our own lives. We never know when we get onto an airplane or even when we get into our car what may happen to us. I remember a few years ago I was driving downtown early on a Tuesday morning to have breakfast with some friends at Tommy's Ham House. And I was in the left-hand lane on Stone Avenue when the car in front of me stopped to make a left turn onto Main Street. I was waiting patiently when I felt a sudden shock as my car was struck in the back and slammed into the SUV in front of me. The driver of the car behind me had been momentarily distracted when he was reaching for his cell phone, and he did not realize that we were stopped. So I was sandwiched between two much larger vehicles, and there was a considerable amount of damage to my car. But fortunately, no one was hurt. Such experiences, however, can make us realize how precarious our lives are and how little control we really have. But Jesus in the Gospel is not simply speaking about the element of uncertainty or the role of chance in our lives. He makes the further point that chance is not determined by morality. Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. There is no necessary correlation between random events and human morality. I'm reminded of a famous novel by Thornton Wilder called The Bridge of San Luis Rey, which some of you may have read in high school. The novel is about the collapse of a rope bridge built by the Incas over a river in Peru in 1714. Five people were on that bridge, and they fell 700 feet to their deaths. This tragedy was witnessed by a Franciscan friar who was convinced that God had a purpose in allowing the bridge to collapse and those five people to die. The bulk of the novel is about the friar's investigation into the lives of those five people in order to discover the reason for the catastrophe. Well, it's a wonderful book, but the poor friar might have better saved himself the pains of the investigation and remembered today's gospel. Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. The true point of the gospel story is not about chance and morality, but about the necessity, even the urgency, of repentance. This point is driven home by the parable of the fig tree. The tree should have borne fruit for 3 years, but has not, and so the owner orders it to be cut down. But the gardener persuades him to wait another year and to give the tree a chance with proper cultivation to produce fruit. In a similar way, God is patient with us and gives us every opportunity to repent for our mistakes and to change our lives. But ultimately, we are going to be called to give an account of ourselves and of what we have done with the gifts which God has given to us. Surely none of us are perfect, but God does not demand perfection. Rather, He is asking us to cease to do evil and start to do good. And unless we turn away from selfishness and sin and begin to seek to do God's will by producing the fruit of good works in accordance with our vocation, then we will be cut down like a barren tree and cast into the fire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.